It's Sound Effect on KPLU. Gabriel Spitzer here. The theme of today's show is family business. Hollow Earth Radio started out as a labor of love. In two ways, really. It's a low-budget internet radio station that's definitely not making anybody rich. And it was founded by a couple, Amber Kai Morgan and her partner, Garrett Kelly. They started broadcasting out of their house 10 years ago. And now they're about to get themselves onto the actual airwaves. They're going to be a low-power FM station covering Seattle's Central District. For years, it was their family business. But recently, another family project began to affect their priorities. Producer Warren Langford has the story.
We met because my housemate was answering a Craigslist ad to play in a like an indie rock orchestra.
I played bass.
I played like accordion and like percussion things, like, you know, glock and spiel and random things like that.
Oh, we played our cell phones too.
Oh yeah.
We would call each other on our phones.
We had flip phones.
And then put it on speakerphone and let them like feedback and like move them close and far away, and they would make all this weird feedback. Right after we recorded that, your sister told you, "Hey Amber, I had this weird dream that I was making out with Kurt Cobain," and he pulled away like real passionately, and he said, "Tell your sister not to use the phones." But we used the phones anyways. We totally didn't take Kurt's advice.
And I think what was happening at the time is that we were seeing a lot of really great music around town happening. But the venues that we were going to were houses where they were hosting really small living room shows. All these houses were getting shut down. Nothing felt sustainable. And we were like, well, what if we found a way to support this music network? So we started to like try to hold meetings, but hardly anyone would show up.
Like, first time like Joseph showed up.
Yeah, one friend showed up and felt like maybe, well, why don't we just get it all set up and do it ourselves? And then people were like, oh, you're doing neat things. Oh, I heard this house show on the radio. And we found a house that we could use the whole attic that was a finished attic. We had like 13 people who committed to being DJs, trained them how to use the like cobbled together equipment that we had.
Some of my favorite things to hear at first was like when a DJ would forget to turn the mic off. And they would just have conversations over the music. Oh man, it was so good. That was like the glory days. There was this one time at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning when a DJ invited a funk band to start playing. At the time, 10 o'clock was, you know, way early for me. So having trumpets blare in the attic was a little much. And then I think, you know, also people, I'd just be like eating cereal, my boxers in the living room, and some DJ would walk through and I'm like, wow, jeez, you know, like this is getting to be like, there's no privacy, there's no separation.
Garrett would get a technical support call every time we were on a date. So I started recording those calls because it was driving me crazy.
The sex window, just click any one of the empty squares. I think right click. Do you see one for application mixer? Sure.
Our friend Alex owns this bike shop called 2020 Cycle in the Central District, and we were hanging out with him and complaining about all the DJs. And then he's like, there's this room next to my bike shop where I just throw my bikes, and I could still put my bikes in there, but you guys could do the radio show. And then once we saw it, we're like, yeah, you're not going to put your bikes in here anymore. This is our spot now. There was some criticism of us moving into the neighborhood. That turned into a conversation that eventually led to this show called Central Sounds.
So now it's time for Central Sounds.
and from the people who were actually criticizing us, exploring the music legacy in the neighborhood and kind of current stuff that was happening, changes in the neighborhood.
I mean, one thing about this neighborhood, because it is changing, and we said that we were going to talk about Hollow Earth Radio being here, even Hollow Earth is almost like a little gentrifier of the neighborhood. I mean, let's just be completely honest.
That made me realize that, oh, this can be something that's really, can actually serve a higher purpose. There's a guy named P. Supremo who was kind of been in the penitentiary system his whole life, and he did a show called Welcome to the Yard about like the systems that he's been kind of stuck in.
Man, this is P. Supremo. This is Welcome to the Yard. This is prison talk and hip hop, man. You understand what I'm saying? We talk that real up here. We're gonna give you the real prison every time we do it, according to a recent study. And ladies,
he actually called in one time and did his show over a payphone because he was, I think it was like a halfway house or something of that kind of thing. You know, he's in custody.
I'm actually in jail right now as we speak, and that's just how real the show is. They restricted my movement. We were doing the shows, things were going good. Next thing you know, I'm being pulled over, and now I'm trying to get out.
I actually kind of stepped down from running the radio because I felt I wanted us to have a baby, and I was feeling like maxed out. And so I've been involved minimally.
What did you do to kind of fill Amber's void?
I panicked. I was mostly the person doing all the tech stuff. And then coming up with weird ideas. And now all of a sudden I'm dealing with the nonprofit status things and volunteers. And so it's kind of a big change.
It's hard because he gets upset, I think.
Yeah.
What?
You know, there's just sometimes when, like,
just say it.
You know, I'm like complaining about something, or I'm like going through some tough thing, and then you're telling me like, oh, you should do it this way. Why didn't you just do it that way? And
yeah,
I'm like,
I'm good at that.
Yeah, you're real good at that. It's like, man, I wish you would just be here with it.
Now we're not doing the band and we're not doing the radio together, but we have this kid together now.
If we would have known that we were going to create this project that was 24 hours a day, every day, like, what the heck were we thinking, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it totally is all-consuming.
Yeah.
Once you guys are on the air, how do you think Hollow Earth is going to change?
I'm hoping more people can discover it just by, like, driving around and tuning in and being like, what the heck is this? Like, actually, our call letters are K-Huh, you know, kind of like,
huh?
Yeah, huh? Or huh? You know, lots of different ways you can do the huh, I think. But I kind of want people to be able to tune and be like, what is this? Early on, when we first started the radio station, I had this dream that it's way in the future, and like the big corporations, they've all abandoned radio. No one wants those analog frequencies anymore. Everything's the internet now, and they're just kind of laying empty. So people have figured out how to do these little micro broadcasts from their house, and there's like this little underground culture of people driving around and like tuning in, and like, this block there's this really cool radio station this person does, and they drive around to another block and they write down and they trade them like trading cards, like all these little micro stations. And I think like that's what I hope, is like people can like drive around their neighborhoods and like pick up on these like neighborhood sounds, like the little flavors of all over the city.
That story was produced by Warren Langford. Hollow Earth Radio is right now having its annual month-long experimental and underground music extravaganza called Magma Fest. You can find out how to listen and learn more about the station at our website, kplusoundeffect.org.